I would like to begin by sharing a simple analogy that I've used for many years as a tongue-in-cheek illustration for the existence of God. This is my theory of where the Coca-Cola can may have come from. Billions of years ago, there was a massive explosion in space. Nobody knows what caused the Big Bang. It just happened, and from the explosion issued a massive rock, and on top of that rock was found a sweet, brown, bubbly substance. Over millions of years, aluminum crept up the side and formed itself into a can, then into a lid, and eventually a tab. And millions of years later, red and white paints fell from the sky and formed themselves into the words, Coca-Cola, 12 fluid ounces. You may rightly say, "What are you talking about? You're insulting my intellect." You know that if the soda can has been made, there must be a maker. If it was designed, there must be a designer. To believe it happened by sheer chance, created out of nothing, is to move into an intellectual free zone. This parody of evolutionary theory illustrates how silly it is. Yet this is exactly what evolutionists claim. Something can bring itself into being from nothing, and with enough time, complex systems can be assembled by chance through random, unguided processes. We intuitively know when something is designed, and we know that things don't design and create themselves. For some reason, we understand this logic for every subject except our incredible creation, with its amazing design, complexity, beauty, and order. That just doesn't make sense. If the first man to walk on the moon had uncovered a Coke can on its surface, would it be reasonable to surmise that it had evolved there over millions of years? Or would you know it was designed and created, and therefore someone must have been there before? Now think about how simplistic the Coke can is compared to the design, beauty, order, and complexity of our marvelous creation. On our television program, The Way of the Master, after using the Coke can example, I held up a banana and jokingly called it the atheist's nightmare. I explained it was shaped for the human hand, had a tab, a wrapper, etc., comparing it to the Coke can to show obvious design. Although my co-host, Kurt Cameron, gently warned me that atheists would take it out of context and make me look like a fool, we went ahead and used the clip anyway. But Kirk was right. Atheists didn't find the humor in it. They made a monkey out of me by taking the clip out of context and posting it on the internet, saying a banana was the best proof I had for the existence of God. It isn't, of course. But I'd rather risk someone making a monkey out of me for presenting evidence of God than to have scientists make monkeys out of all of us by claiming that we're related when we're not. As we go along, I'll present more evidence than just a banana, so you can decide for yourself whether I've made my case. Consider what two of the greatest scientific minds in history have said about the evidence of design in creation. This most beautiful system of the sun, planets, and comets could only proceed from the counsel and dominion of an intelligent and powerful being, Sir Isaac Newton. In view of such harmony in the cosmos which I, with my limited human mind, am able to recognize, there are yet people who say there is no God. But what makes me really angry is that they quote me for support of such views. Albert Einstein. While Einstein didn't believe in a personal God, he didn't consider himself to be an atheist or even a pantheist. In reference to God, he said, "I want to know his thoughts." That's not the talk of pantheism. He also said, "We are..."